Texas Education Code Section 21.351 is where we start for a look at what an appraisal system in Texas must include. And if you note, subsection A2 says that we do have to include the performance of teacher students when we evaluate our teachers. And we have been doing that for years. The PDAS appraisal system was adopted in 1997. This law was in place in 1997. The PDAS does evaluate student progress when it evaluates the performance of teachers. It does so by looking at the interactions between a teacher and a student. Domain 1 specifically looks at, you know, are kids learning? Are they progressing? Are they connecting the lesson to the daily aspects of their lives, and are they successfully incorporating those elements into their instruction? That's how the PDAS examines whether or not a student is progressing and how student progress is being made in the classroom. The place where we see standardized testing come into play, arguably, in the PDAS system is under Domain 8, where, of course, we can include the performance of a campus in the teacher evaluation system. Domain 8, arguably, is more statistically accurate in evaluating student performance because it includes the campus, which is a larger sampling model of how a campus is performing. It's arguably more accurate than identifying single individual students as to how that teacher is performing. I say PDAS over the years has evaluated teachers based on the interaction between teachers and students. That does not mean that there have not been attempts to link teacher effectiveness to student performance on standardized tests under PDAS. There have been.